This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's love endures all of our stuff. And recently, I was talking about the desire to earn God's favor and how I might need to work hard to get back into His graces. But then I pinch myself and I realize I'm trying to get something that I already have. And I also carried my thinking a bit further to say this even applies when I have major life blunders. And so when I turn to the scriptures, I look specifically at Matthew 16, when Jesus asked His disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Peter is first to respond, and he said, "You are the Messiah, Son of the living God." Jesus turns to Peter and says, "You are blessed because my Father in heaven revealed that to you. You didn't learn that from any human being." And my initial thought was that God would reveal this to Peter, who He knew in advance that Peter would later deny Him. He could have chosen any one of those disciples, but He chose Peter. And that is such a good lesson for me, because sometimes I can be so hard on myself. I can say, now, if I'm disappointed in me, I know God must be doubly disappointed in me. But the key is that His grace in love is sufficient to endure it all. And the words that I use to teach me are, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let the fact that God's love endures all of our stuff, let it inspire us to be more loving.